O, kaj pa to poslušaš?
O, ejma, ne vem, dobro si neko plato, če avtomatično umuješ Marti, če zdaj čekiram kaj spohetlo.
Ja, šit sem slišal za to sceno, ja.
Ma ja, dele, nek model je nabavil ta nov Rolandov hibrid RX in se odločil, da bo sam s tem naredil plato. V bistvu, niti ni tako slabo, kao ni Irci pred časom.
Ja, ti si bilo pa dost grozno, ja, fak. Ampak dej, a mi lahko daš to ta novo plato tega modela z Rolandom?
Ma ja, lahko, ja, ampak, a imaš jabuk?
Ne, nimam.
A fak, ne, pa ti pa ne morem, ker me lahko še zatrejo. No, ampak sej, ba, ja gremo del zdaj na turnaja s to mašino, prije tudi nam.
O, basla, kjera sva štareca, šita.
Jep. Vsak delovni dan v tednu, 5 minut čez 9. jutranjo, samo na Radiu Študent.
V današnji saštarnici se bomo posvetili Wild Strings Triju, oziroma zasedbi, v kateri so ustvarjajo slovenski kitarist Aleksander Kuzmič, slovaška jazz violinistka Petra Onderufova in francoski čelist Toby Kuhn. Trio v svojem ustvarjanju zbira tradicionalne zvoke iz različnih kultur, od Balkana pa vse do keltske glasbe. Sicer pa je nedavno izdal tudi svoj drugi album Benjistan. Ploščo so v torek premierno predstavili v Ljubljanskem mestnem muzeju.
Več informacij o zasedbi in seveda novem albumu pa smo imeli priložnost izvedeti od kitarista Aleksandra in čelista Tobija, ki sta nas za tokratno svaštarnico obiskala v našem studiju.
V pogovoru smo najprej želeli izvedeti, odkod zasedba črpa elemente za svoje križanje različnih glasbenih zvrsti ter vplivov kultur in potem kako vedo, kdaj so s križanjem našli končno rešitev in končni ustvarjalni izdelek.
We know when we reach the final point, when we've made it too complex for us to remember. So as long as we can remember it, then it's fine, and then after that, it's not. So I guess that's the final point.
But musically, we are coming from the three different backgrounds. So we are mixing the classical, the jazz, and the ethno-free improvisation world music, and it's, we are combining it together.
But then we also have, we have each of us our own world, musical world, but then also within that world we have like a few different branches of things. So I'm of course from classical music, but then also I'm really interested in acoustic metal. You know, I started listening to Apocalyptica when I was 16 and that just blew my mind, so there's a lot of that incorporated. And then there's some jazz, then there's a lot of music from Eastern Europe and the Eastern Southern Europe, so Bulgaria, Macedonia, and then also some Irish influences, and then I think just random influences from the things that we hear.
Wild Strings Trio zase pravi, da gre za skupino, ki se ukvarja predvsem z improvizacijo. Kakšen pa je trenutni položaj takšne improvizirane glasbe glede na druge žanrske zvrsti, ki morda temelijo na enostavnejših virih navdiha? In kakšni so pogoji za tako glasbo v Sloveniji?
Well, in the music industry somehow you have at the top and taking up a huge amount of space is pop music and highly produced music with very little improvisation. Then on the other end, you have classical music where obviously everything is written down. And then in the middle, you have all this sort of folk music and so-called world music, and then also jazz. So there's like different kinds of improvised music. There's completely free improvisation, like what Shirom is doing in Slovenia. And that's really, really fascinating. And I think there's a specific public for free improvisation. Then there's also a specific public for jazz type of improvisation. And both of those publics, I think, are rather small in Slovenia. And then depending on different countries, you're going to get more attention or less attention for those things. And we fall somewhere, and then if you add to between the jazz improvisation and the free improvisation, you add folk music and the kind of improvisation that happens in folk music, which is not very much actually. And we're somehow in the middle of all three of those. So we can, on the good side of things, we can steal public from all of those worlds. But then on the bad side of things, we're stuck without a without our own genre and our own box. But we're kind of used to that.
Skupina svojih nastopov v živo ne omejuje le na prave odre. Ujamemo jih tudi v različnih galerijah, muzejih ali na ulici. Vendar pa, ali struktura nastopa ter seveda njegovo sporočilo varirata glede na prostor, v katerem zasedba nastopa?
I think our the best concerts are somehow in some theaters, churches or museums when it's very very nice acoustic. So our instruments instrument sound comes really touch the listener deeply than it would somewhere, for example, in a bar with some amplification when you can hear the sound of the drinks and or something of if there is a festival when there is a lot of crowd, it's very, very, very different. So definitely our place when we have like this very good acoustic and people are listening to us, also our music, I think, is more presentable in that way because it goes from the soft melodies to fast and the listener is always somehow they don't know what to expect. A lot of times we, and from the audience, the last presentation of our album in Mestni Muzej 3 days ago, one friend told us that some people were like, oh, and they were like, what is this? Because we are really have unpredictable arrangements, so so people really fall into our music, and for this is important, of course, nice acoustic, silent environment.
But we also, I mean, we're also going to adapt our playlist to where we're playing.
Yes,
very much. We're not going to play the soft, beautiful songs when we're playing in the street. Yeah. I mean, we're going to try and then, you know, make 50 cents and then play the really fast song with lots of notes and people will stop and give us lots of money. and then in bars, we have to create something to support people's having a good time in a bar. Whereas, I guess it just depends on our role in the environment that surrounds us.
Kakšna pa je povezava med staro in novo tradicionalno glasbo? Ali ena vpliva na drugo?
Of course, the old is in connection with what we're doing now. On the other hand, we don't let that stop us from doing whatever we want with the material. We play... from our old album, we have a traditional Bulgarian song, which we learned. Now I've gotten quite into Bulgarian music, and I learned this tune way before I got into Bulgarian music, and we play it in a very unconventional way with very unconventional harmonies. And we don't have any problem with that. I think maybe some people who come from really the proper ethno world or the proper traditional world would start saying, yeah, but that's not really the harmonies you want to put there, and that's not really the ornaments you want to put there, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I mean, my mom was like, what is this middle part? Because we have a jazz solo in the middle. And she was all like, what is this middle part? You all go slow down, and then fools start to play something different than this melody. What is this? And she's very traditional, you know.
Yeah.
But so we are doing this.
But I think this is also because in our natures, we've always refused to follow the proper path, I think, in our lives as well. We've always refused to follow the one that everybody's going. We want to find our own path, even if we get it wrong or we mess something up or we're not good enough at it to make it work. But nonetheless, we really, really have tried, I think, in many of the aspects of our lives to go further than what's offered to us.
Kot smo že rekli, je zasedba Wild Strings Trio nedavno izdala svoj drugi album, Benjistan, ki naj bi predstavljal korak naprej od njihove prve plošče, Lost Weekend. Aleksandar in Tobi sta nam za konec povedala še, v čem lahko kot poslušalci slišimo ta premik in seveda, kaj je zasedbo privedlo do njega.
Well, I think the first step is like all the songs are our composition except one is Macedonian Baroka, which we of course arranged by our way. So I think first thing is that all are our compositions, and we worked on this album for around 3 years, mm-hmm. and so it's a little bit more complex, it's a little bit more diverse, and for me is also what the biggest difference is how we recorded album. For me, that's big difference is very important, because first album we recorded separate room, each with a headphones, with a metronome. We wanted to really make it be, but then we saw our band is more like with a feeling, and we need to put our emotion more than to be precise. So what we did, we went to the studio GAM in Belgium, and we were somehow in separated. You had barriers while recording, but we were still getting this live feeling because we were recording together and we were looking each other in the eyes. Mm-hmm. So for me, this is really what we achieved in the second CD, that we kept the emotions and the feeling and the energy like we do on the stage.
To je bil torej pogovor z Aleksandrom Kuzmičem in Tobijem Kunom, članoma Wild Strings Tria, ki je nedavno izdal svoj drugi album Benjistan.
Sva štarnico pa, tradicionalno seveda nadaljujemo s koncertnim zapovednikom.
V Ljubljani in Mariboru se v teh dneh nadaljuje 25. mednarodni festival sodobne umetnosti Mesto žensk. Kreira ga istoimenska kulturna organizacija, katere glavni cilj je izpostavljanje žensk v kulturi.
V okviru mesta žensk bo nocoj v stari elektrarni nastopil berlinski elektronski trio Contagious. Na istem mestu pa bomo imeli priložnost ujeti tudi glasbeno razstavo Musica Femina, v okviru katere bodo predstavljeni portreti avstrijskih in v Avstriji živečih skladateljic, pa še marsikaj drugega. Po koncertu festival pripravlja tudi DJ After, v sklopu katerega bosta nastopili dve sodelavki Radija Študent, Učka Price, aka Ruža, in Nina Hlebec. Dogajanje na isti lokaciji se bo nadaljevalo tudi v soboto, ko bo Nina Dragičevič tam predstavila svojo novo zvočno instalacijo Ekstenzije užitka, v sklopu katere bo obravnavala in razkrila zvok kot pomemben agens užitka.
V okviru še vedno istega festivala, torej Mesta žensk, se bo v nedeljo v Ljubljani spet v stari mestni elektrarni odvila konferenca z naslovom Feminizem v zvočnih umetnostih. Mesto žensk tudi sicer vabi na še veliko število drugih dogodkov, povezavo do spletnih zaznamkov, vsega tega pa med drugim najdete tudi v koncertnem zapovedniku na spletni strani Radia Študent.
V okviru dogodka Drive-in bo nocoj metelkovsko Gala Halo obiskal britanski drum and bass dvojec Paula and Bryson. V podporo pa bodo nastopili znani Mid-Air, Raketa in Fornex. Prav tako bo nocoj parti tudi v Channel Zero, kjer se nam obeta prvi sezonski Cosmic Sex, torej opening s Plojem, varovancem založb Hassle Audio in Time Dance, seveda z otoka.
Bar Gabriel v Cerknem bo danes gostil slovensko-italijansko etno-jazz zasedbo Derby Monsters ter zasedbo Hobby Horse, ki jo poganja eksperimentalni jazz.
Za konec tedna pa vas vabimo tudi na koncerte v sklopu letošnjega klubskega maratona. Klub MC v Velenju bo nocoj gostil, MC Plac seveda, v Velenju bo nocoj gostil novomeške punk rockerje Parlament Attack, Hopacupa, Brez primorce Pantaloons in improvizirano jazzovsko pletenico tria TTT.
Pantaloons bodo na to v soboto zaigrali še v novogoriški carinarnici v družbi lo-fi poetine Lovkovski. TTT in Parliament Attack pa bodo v soboto zasedli odr Centra mladih v Kopru.
Britanski Norman Baker Trio bo v okviru evropske turneje obiskal tudi Slovenijo. Nastop se bo odvil v soboto v okviru dogodka Sunday Blues v izolskem Hangar Baru.
To bo za danes to.
Sva štarila je Marijana Kuljanac.
Sva štarnica, jutranja rubrika, kjer za vas prebiramo novice iz sveta glasbe, zavrtimo kakšen komad in predlagamo kakšno koncertno doživetje. Samo na Radiu Študent.